Well, the economy worsens. President Bush wants the rebates back. But just until Tuesday. So growth is at 0.6%, and hell, I've grown more than that. I should be so lucky to grow 0.6%. Why is it a Bush can't leave a ship of state without scuttling it, ladies and gentlemen? President bust. The president wants $70 billion for the wars, small bills, non-sequential, in attaché cases, leave them outside the monument. $700 million for food aid for the entire world, just leave it on the nightstand. President Bush is now officially less popular than his father. That's an important moment for all of us. They like my dad better than me, you know?
Right.
But this is, yeah. Although, actually, Laura is neck and pearls with Barbara for popularity. The most unpopular president in history, including Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. Van Buren is just like a dreamboat compared to... And no one liked Van Buren.
No.
I'll be honest with you. The president blames the Democrats for the economy. See why no one likes you? On the fifth anniversary of the photo op to end all photo ops, the White House admits that the mission accomplished banner may have been premature. They still, however, will not concede that Mr. Bush didn't actually fly the plane or that the carrier was off New Jersey. See, that's just the kind of thing people don't like about you. Yeah. The president's aides have begged him not to again sing a jocular Ahab the Arab when he meets with King Abdallah. He can't help himself. In Saudi Arabia. He always, of course, ends with the inevitable Abdallah is Abdallah and Abdime is a dime. Sing another chorus, but I haven't got the time. Of course, it's even worse when he gets to Israel and he says, if I was a rich man, no wonder nobody likes
it. You can see why.
This is not burnishing the legacy. This is legacy burnishing time. It should be. Let's see. Another news. Congress puts the other white meat back in the farm bill. John McCain rooted against pork until his tail curled. McCain calls Obama insensitive to poor. Obama calls McCain insensitive to light. McCain then calls Obama insatiable to curiosity, and Obama calls McCain insurmountable to objects. And it's not over yet. Hillary wants a Lincoln-Douglas debate, and guess who is seen wearing a fake beard? How about a Burr-Hamilton debate? That's what we really need. Yeah.
With the pistol.
Yeah, hand her a pistol, call her Aaron. Polls indicate Evita has a better chance of winning than Juan. Okay, I don't want to put that one in. I was doubtful on it. The Bush administration says polar bears will be endangered on a bear-to-bear basis. They look all cuddly, but they kill you as soon as look at you. That's pretty much the administration policy. Look at Canute, that psychopath. Yeah. Next, the hypocritical panda, ladies and gentlemen. Once we get the polar bears, the panda will go. Obama will join a reform temple in Evanston. It's as good as Christian anywhere. They have an organ, ladies and gentlemen. The Reformed Temple in Evanston. In Berlin, plans to update the Wagnerian Bayreuth Festival as the Burning Jew Festival. No big effigy. Vietnam suspends baby exports to the U.S. McCain health care plan will extend Senate health care coverage to the House. Not the gym, though. They don't still don't get the gym because, you know, silver-haired naked men in the steam there. That's where things get done. That's special. McCain also proposes raising 62 years to 65. In other news, a man who's been on acid for 60 years finally crashes, and Valium would have helped that dash. Said, hey, babe, take a walk. Yeah. Paula Abdul says she voted yes before she voted no. Waiting for a mention of David Blaine, don't hold your breath. More mothers breastfeed, fewer fathers do. Raul takes Fidel's wife out for May Day. I guess that's the last one there, the last thing possibly he could have done. Homeland Security asks bass boaters to be on the lookout for really big Johnsons. So you guys, keep an eye out. Miley Cyrus finishes memoirs. She started on Thursday. But she's been busy, that's why. Packers draft Brett Favre from Southern Miss. See if that'll work.
Yeah.
Iran buys set of lacquered nesting nuclear devices from Russia. Mia Farrow offers to exchange herself for the sedan. Woody accepts. And the good news is that it's Kerkorian, not Kevorkian, that's buying into Ford, ladies and gentlemen. And that's all the news. Thank you so much.